Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Chronic Fatigue and Burnout Recovery Podcast. Today's episode is inspired by a quote that I shared on my Instagram recently that a lot of people shared that they enjoyed. I thought I would just read the quote and then I will elaborate more on what I want to talk about in this particular episode. So the quote is from a book called The Sensitive Patient's Healing Guide, which is a collaboration of different chapters written by different individuals, but the main sort of name on the book is Dr. Neil Nathan. You may have heard me talk about Dr. Neil Nathan in the past. His book on mold was one of the reasons that I discovered my own issues with mold. And I used his book quite a lot in my own recovery and, of course, refer to it as a reference when I'm working with clients as well. But I just think he's just such an incredible human being, and he has brought lots of other incredible human beings together to create this book, which is a really great read for anybody who is sensitive, anybody who's struggling with things like mold illness, MCAS, chemical sensitivity. It gives a really nice overview and understanding of why we experience things in the way that we do, and also a lot of hope and strategies for recovery as well. But the quote is from one of the chapters in the book, which is looking at the biochemistry of why people are sensitive. And this is just a little quote that I pulled out from the very end of the chapter, which goes as follows. In many situations with chronic ill health, it is the small things done over time that can have tremendous influence on recovery. The road to recovery is a process that requires diligence, motivation, and consistency. Not everything we do with regard to our diet, our lifestyle, and personal pursuits works to the same degree, but often these strategies work in synergy with each other over time. And this is, I think, a really important message that I want you, the listener, and people in general to receive, is that when it comes to fatigue recovery, different people notice benefits from doing different things. You know, I've had clients start taking a certain supplement and they can just be like, wow, when I started taking that supplement, it was amazing. I just felt so much better for X, Y, or Z reason. And then I can have the same person take that same supplement and be like, yeah, maybe it's helping. I'm not quite sure. You know, likewise, people can do certain dietary changes, maybe take certain foods out of their diet or start balancing their blood sugar. And some people will be like, wow, I just really started to feel so much better when I started eating more protein, or I started to feel so much better when I took gluten out of my diet. And then for other people, they don't always notice that much of a difference, or at least they don't notice that much of a difference in the beginning. And therefore, it's kind of hard to know, should I be doing this dietary change, or should I be taking this supplement, or should I be making sure that I get my morning light exposure, or should I take this supplement, or should I do the parent technique, or all the different possibilities that we can have in our journey. How do we know what's worth our time and energy? And the truth is that there's probably going to be some things that you really notice are supportive for you, and then some things that you feel are maybe less supportive. And as long as something's not actively making you feel worse, even if you don't necessarily think it's having a huge benefit, it might be something that you need to do anyway. And the way that I approach things when I work with my clients is we have this like layering approach, where I've spoken a lot on this podcast in the past about the foundations. I've started calling them the foundational five. So the foundational five would be stabilizing your nervous system, stabilizing your blood sugar, pacing and movement stability, sleep and circadian rhythm stability, and then dealing with kind of any sort of active infections that need your attention, dealing with active inflammation in the body. So those are stabilizing factors, the foundation of five, but we don't necessarily go away on day one and implement all those changes. We use a layering approach. And the reason why we use a layering approach is because for somebody who is fatigued and likely has a lot of freeze in their nervous system, making too many changes at once is just going to be overwhelming. So we need to work at the pace of the nervous system, and we need to work at the pace of the slowest part, not the fastest part, so that the journey can be sustainable. If we go all guns blazing into creating a whole bunch of change at once, that's a recipe for boom and bust. And then people get healing fatigue and they burn out and they can't sustain the changes. So we want to make sure we're making changes in a layered approach to prevent overwhelm. If someone's system is particularly unstable, even positive changes can be inherently destabilizing. So we want to make a change one at a time so we can give the system time to adjust to the new changes. But we really want to, you know, this is where we kind of test the system. Like, some people can only cope with one small change at a time, where other people might be able to do two or three changes at a time. But either way, we need to layer in different habits. We also want to know what's working. Although I said that you may not always know what's going to work, it can really be helpful if something is working to have that validation and that feedback to be like, yes, when I started balancing my blood sugar and eating more protein, I really did have more stable energy throughout the day. Or when I started getting up and viewing morning sunlight within an hour of waking, I really did start to feel a little bit more alive in the mornings instead of only waking up in the afternoons. So if something is really supportive, we want to know if it's really supportive. But even if something isn't that supportive, we still want to keep on doing it. And then finally, the fourth reason why we might add things in a layered approach is that it also allows us time to adjust and create new habits. So what that means is the way that habits work is we become, as the name suggests, habituated to doing a specific thing. When you start to make a change, you're being consciously competent, which means that you have to consciously use your energy, which takes a lot more energy to maintain that consciousness, to eat a certain way, do a certain thing, remember to take your supplements, whatever it might be. You have to be really conscious in the beginning. But with repetition over time, that way of being or that way of doing things becomes wired into your nervous system that you kind of don't even really notice anymore that you're doing it. It's just like that classic analogy of when you drive a car, when you first learn to drive, you're like really conscious of every little thing and checking your mirrors and changing gear and what's happening with the clutch and all of those different things. But then I'm sure if any of you have experience of driving, at this point in time, you've probably once driven home from the supermarket in a complete daydream, just, you know, doing everything without even thinking, and then suddenly realize, oh, I'm at home now. And so the same goes for any behavior to like what you put in your shopping cart at the supermarket, your meal planning, the foods you just buy or don't buy, or maybe taking certain supplements or certain like ways that you pace during the day. You know, the list is endless in terms of the habits we can create. But if we give ourselves space to repeat a behavior, repeat a behavior, repeat a behavior, repeat a behavior, it just becomes what we do, and we have to put less energy and thought into executing it. Because often people will explain or express that they just feel like their whole day or their whole life is consumed by healing, and that they have to think about their food, they have to think about their supplements, they have to think about pacing, they have to think about movement, they have to think about their nervous system, they have to think about their bedtime routine, and then there's not much space left for anything else. But if you've paced the changes that you're making you should be able to go about these routines without it feeling like it's just all consuming and taking up so much of your energy each day, which is a reason why layering habits is important. So we do want to layer habits in. But what I really wanted you to get from today's episode is this idea of, even if you layer in one habit and you're not quite sure if that habit is helping, you still have to keep that habit. Because if we just dip in and dip out, if we're inconsistent, if we lack discipline, if we do it 50% of the time, we're never going to create a strong enough foundation on which other habits can come in and work in synergy with that original habit. And I've seen this with clients, is they'll start like monitoring their blood sugar, and we see that their blood sugar is actually really high, and I suggest some changes and they make those changes, but it's like a little bit hit and miss. They're probably only really mastering their blood sugar maybe 50% of the time, and then the other 50% of the time it's not really happening. And then they're like a bit bored with that, and then they want to move on to the next thing. But I'm like, hey, no, we haven't quite mastered this one yet. And then they might get frustrated because they're not seeing progress or getting results, but they haven't yet had the discipline and consistency to master one of those initial foundations. So when it comes to recovery, the real thing we want to have is, we really want to have that commitment to ourselves and the right attitude towards the process. You know, people often ask me, like on Instagram or social media or whatever, like, what was the one thing that helped you in your recovery? Everybody wants like you to whittle it down to one thing that was helpful. And I always say, like, there was never one thing. I wish there had been one thing. It would have made my life so much easier. But actually, it was a combination of things that I did with a huge amount of consistency. And I repeated those things relentlessly again and again and again and again and again and again over time. Also, with the understanding that there was going to be things that needed to change. There was sometimes that commitment to myself meant doing even more. And sometimes that commitment to myself meant doing less. So even more in the context of, okay, we've mastered some of these baseline habits now. What's the next step? What else can I do? And maybe that's more testing, more dietary changes, more supplements, you know, more hours in the sauna, more somatic therapy, you know, whatever it might be. There's sometimes we need more. And then also in our journey, sometimes we also need less. So sometimes the commitment to ourselves is knowing when to give space so that we're doing less of the hard work and there's more time for integration. There's a little bit more space in the day just for being. And that's a dance. And that's something I have spoken about on the podcast before, that dance of like when to do more and when to do less. But it is strategic. And doing less doesn't necessarily mean that you give up on the habits that you had created or the foundations that you built. Those things should ideally stay in place, but you're just allowing for a period of maintenance. So you're just maintaining the level that you've created, maybe with a few like minor regressions. You know, like some people will go on holiday, they relax a little bit more on their diet, but then the sunshine and the relaxation sort of counterbalances that to a degree. You know, there's obviously nuance to absolutely everything. But this idea that our baseline habits are at a level and we're just keeping them at a level and we're just like ticking over and letting life happen before we necessarily go into the next stage of doing more. So you can't pick things up and put things down. The idea is that our habits work in synergy with one another. And you know, we have to be prepared to try. We also have to be prepared that when we try, we may fail. And I know that I've tried and failed at many things many times. And it's just a case of like dusting yourself up and getting ready to go again. So there's this like attitude of commitment that comes through. Sometimes we also have to be prepared to give things more time. Sometimes we have to be prepared to be more patient. Sometimes we have to be prepared to eat things that we don't want to eat, or say no to the things that we actually want to say yes to, and vice versa. And there's a level of consistency which is required. And then ultimately, what we're really working towards is this idea of synergy, the synergistic effect of layering in different approaches and raising the baseline of support over time, so that as a whole, we're reducing what I call the volume of the stress bucket. Because we talk a lot about the nervous system and the impact of sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system balance when it comes to fatigue recovery. But physiologically and biologically, we can also be creating stress and influencing our nervous system by things like, you know, poor sleep is a stress on the body. Blood sugar imbalances are stressful on the body. Nutrient deficiencies are stressful on the body. Obviously, toxins and infections are stressful on the body. Inflammatory foods or foods that just don't agree with your body for whatever reason will be stressful on the body. Lack of daylight can also be stressful on the body. So if we're creating habits around sleep, if we're creating habits around blood sugar, if we're creating habits around supplements, if we're creating habits around detoxing, and if we're creating habits around light exposure and reducing inflammation, all of these different strategies layered in means that the stress bucket volume can shrink. And it's in this way we might not necessarily notice that much of a difference when we change our blood sugar balance, but collectively in conjunction with some of these other habits like more sleep, like topping up on the nutrients that we're lacking and maybe getting more sunlight exposure, collectively all those things work together, and the accumulation of these things applied with consistency and commitment over time is what helps to move the needle forward in our health. And so, you know, being a trauma trained practitioner and working in somatic experiencing, I do have this like very soft, gentle, and compassionate side where I can really understand when people struggle with things and have a lot of compassion for that, and really understand the importance of moving at the pace which is right for your system. And I think that's hugely important. And there is also this like other side to it as well, where sometimes we also just have to like, I guess, give ourselves a little bit of a kick and be like, right, stop being a whiny baby and just get on with it. Just do the thing, you know, eat that food, don't eat that food. Take that supplement, don't take that supplement or whatever it might be. Stop complaining about the supplement doesn't taste good or the capsules too uncomfortable to swallow. You know, there's a balance here where, you know, when we're so uncomfortable in our health, then adding in these other discomforts can feel like a lot. But sometimes we really have to be realistic in the bigger scheme of things and just go get on with it. And that's kind of like the encouragement I just wanted to share through this episode today, is that sometimes we just need to do the thing, do it repetitively, layer on the next thing, and that all of these things work in synergy with each other and move us in the direction of health. So take from that what you will. I hope this episode has given you a little bit of something today, whether that's just inspiration to stick with something that you haven't been quite sure about yet, or, you know, the inspiration to just maybe revisit some habits that you let go of, which maybe you've had an inkling you should continue with. You know, I do just want to say one more time that I respect everybody's capacity, and we can't always do everything at once. There may be times when we do just have to step away from certain things because they are too much. But if you're in a position today, when you listen to this episode, where maybe you've been, where maybe you needed to hear the message just to actually buckle down and get down to work, then this is it. So I hope you have enjoyed listening to this episode, and I will speak to you in the next one.